This is not your regular podcast. This is Everything, Everything with Queen Ereba.
Hello everyone and welcome to Everything, Everything once again. And yes, today we are going to be talking about something really inspiring. I think it's something a lot of people don't know, or better still, they don't think it's important to know. Separating who you are from your challenges and your limitations. Now, as simple as this sounds, like, oh, it's gonna be easy, like I can just separate who I am, like my identity, from what I'm going through, it's really hard for so many people to do this. Now let me tell you how you know you're not separating who you are from what you're going through. You see, in situations where when people see you, they notice you're not okay, they notice there's something wrong with you. Now this is not because you're sick or because you're having a physical reaction on your body, but it's because of your countenance. You know that you've not been able to separate your identity from what you are going through at the moment. You need to understand that you have a higher power when you're able to separate who you are from what you are facing, from that problem at work, from that problem at home, from that financial issue, from that project issue, from that relationship issue, from that marriage drama. When you're able to separate who you are from what you are going through, you have a stronger level of power. You begin to understand that just because you're facing this, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is about you and your incompetence, okay? Sometimes life will throw things at you that you are very sure you don't deserve, and over time, when you keep having challenges, you now start asking yourself, like, is there something wrong with me? Why is this person not going through this? Why is that person not going through that? You begin to compare your life. You begin to compare your situations to other people. People don't carry their problems on their forehead. They don't put it as stamp and seal. Like, see me, yo. Hey, my husband just slapped me this morning, no. Or see me, yo. Hey, I don't have money for my school fees. Or my mom is having cancer. Or I'm going through this situation or that situation. People don't plaster these things on their faces. So when you see them, you won't know they're smiling. Hey, people will say, oh, that's smile that you have on your face is pretentious. No, it just shows how much power you have. For me, I feel smiling is the hardest thing I can do, especially when I'm upset or pissed about something. When I'm angry, I can't smile. Like, I can't even pretend fake smile with you or even smile with any other person because I'm just point blank angry. But I've realized that you need to be able to separate what is happening from who you are. And that is what helps you to not carry the energy throughout your day. So the power of being able to practice this is one of the most amazing things that you can ever experience. Because your problems no longer have a hold on you. Yes, you're not ignoring it. You're looking for a solution. You're looking for an answer. You're trying to move ahead. You're trying to forge ahead. But it doesn't have a hold on you. You are still in control despite the emotional impact it's having. You are able to subdue and control and manage the condition, the problem, the emotions, your reactions. You're able to. So guys, let's try practicing this today. When something happens, just remember at the back of your mind, have it there, like, I'm going to separate who I am from whatever challenge I encounter, whatever challenge I'm facing right now, whatever challenge or limitation I have. That just because I don't have enough money, that doesn't mean I can't go for this job. Just because I don't have enough money, that doesn't mean I can't be in this particular class. That doesn't mean I can't go to this event. That doesn't mean I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that. The journey of 1,000 miles begins by you just making a step. But because of our challenges and limitations, there are lots of steps we don't take in life because we feel like we are not qualified to be in that sphere. We're not qualified to be there. No, your qualification will not take you everywhere. There are some places that your confidence will take you to. There are some places that what you see or who you see yourself to be will take you to. There are some places that your affirmations will take you to. There are some places that positive thinking would take you to. Not what you have, not what you've gained, what you've profited, being yourself and embracing your identity with all the flaws, all the limitations, all the challenges, embracing it wholly and distinguishing your true self from every other thing that tries to suppress you below them. So the question you're taking home, who are you without that problem? Who are you? Who are you without that limitation, without the finances, without all the money in the world, without the influential family? Who are you? Who are you without the best grades in school? Who are you? Who are you without the money to go to the market self to even feed? Who are you? Who are you beyond your current situation? Who are you? Who are you? I love you. And I just want to answer some parts of the questions for you. You are amazing. You are strong. You are the best person that this earth could ever experience because your originality doesn't have a copy. You are the truest version of a rare model on this earth. You are a fine gem. You are rare. Your story will never be exactly the same story with another person. You have a unique story that someone is waiting out there to hear and benefit from. You are a fighter. You are a winner. You go for it and you get it. You are a yes person and never a no person. You are positive. Your birth was never a mistake. Your life is not miserable. You are such a gift to this world. And I want to tell you that we, the members of the Earth Association, are really happy and proud to have you. All right, always make sure you listen to Everything Everything. Don't forget to follow me at Queen_Ereba on Instagram and Twitter, and Queen Ereba on Facebook. I love you so much, and God loves you more. Keep coming, keep listening, and I promise you that your journey in life will only be easier. Bye, guys. No better time for yourself.